punk and the schooner. No one is punk. Can the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Lord Jesus, show number 38 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner Gene. Who in the Lord's name are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, how you doing? Show number 38. We're up in here, Noise Punk Studios. What's going on? And we got a very
special guest
today.
We always say that, David. Sorry. It's nothing personal. But anyway.
His name is David
Morneau. Welcome.
Morneau, composer. And thanks, I don't know guys. What else he does.
I'm excited to be number 38.
It is Charles' favorite sex position.
You know, I knew that was coming.
That's the guy. That's the one with three guys.
Yeah. See, this is typical. You know, David now looks overwhelmed, and he has looked.
He's not overwhelmed, Charles. You're overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's it.
Tonight's show, I'm gonna especially be nasty and mean to Charles. I've decided just because it's my birthday. It's not even your birthday. Okay, look, shut up. David, I welcome you to Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I'm sorry for the smell, Charles. Right now, after I do a one sound effect, ask your question.
David, obvious question. What made you want to become a composer in the first place? What got you started?
I started composing in high school. There was in the drama club, we did this. We had a play. We do a play every year, or actually we do a play every other year, and then we do a musical. Everyone would get excited about the musical, and no one would get excited about the play.
Aww.
So one of the solutions that the drama teacher had was, let's do a play where we can write our own music, and she got some of us involved, and I wrote some kind of silly music for two trombones and flute and piano and the singers. And that was exciting. The writing was okay, but the performance and the applause was very exciting, and that was...
Oh.
So I'm hooked on the applause and the fans.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
So you do have the public in mind with regard to the pieces that you write?
Most of the time,
yes. Most good answer.
That was almost like a smart question, Charles.
Hey!
Oh! That was a smart question, bang.
Yeah.
Well, all right, man. So all your music. Well, you know, I don't really know that music that well. What is your main? You don't write more mostly for theater. It was just that was your.
No, I haven't written for theater
since
then. Well, I did like one thing last year, but I haven't really written for theater since high school.
No. That was recently, 70 years ago.
38 years ago.
Yeah.
I work with dancers a lot now.
Oh, so yeah?
Mostly electronic, mostly computer-based. I'm doing some art song stuff. I'm doing some other things to kind of broaden and work with performers again. But, yeah, mostly it's electronic right
now. Well, I guess one way to find out
is to listen
to a track.
Yes. What are we going to hear first?
What we're going to hear first are actually 10 tracks. I made last year. I did a project called 60x365, where I wrote a new 1 minute piece every day for a year.
Sounds like what's his name? Our last guest,
Robert Boise.
No, our last guest. He was writing.
Dennis.
Yes, we were having there's some kind of a theme going on from show to show.
This. Well, actually, I learned about Dennis and his music when I was searching for other kind of daily projects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, I did this project, and I brought in a 10-track selection just for you guys. Call it the Noise Punk Mix. It's all pieces that are either like glitch noise-based stuff or voice-based stuff for crooner.
Ah.
Except for the first track is my sort of signature piece that I did, and the last piece is the final piece from the project.
Oh, I like this.
It's a collage of endings, so we have 10 of these to listen to.
Beautiful. Right. Let's do it.
This is a collage of 10 one-minute pieces?
Yeah, 10 one-minute pieces right in a row.
In which you have subtitled the Noise Punk Mix.
Yes.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Check it out!
This is the sound of a human heart. It will beat 72 times in this minute.
The music takes over in 1 minute.
Every hour.
Every day.
One planet. One people. One station.
Number one in America.
This message will last 60 seconds.
The mix.
72 heartbeats.
The Saturday Night Party Express.
You know every song we play.
60 by 3, 65.
Listen online from anywhere.
60 by 3, 65.
The mix.
This message will last 60 seconds. 72 heartbeats.
Joe and Blowing, let's jump.
My friend.
60 by 3, 65.
Listen online from anywhere.
60 by 3, 65.
It's worth it.
Thank you for listening.
Cigarettes, here they are. Cigarettes, here they are. Cigarettes, here they are. Cigarettes, are they here? Cigarettes, are they here? Cigarettes. All the most popular brands. Here they are. All the most popular cigarettes. Here they are. Cigarettes. All they here. Cigarettes. Popular cigarettes. Most popular brands. All the brands. Popular cigarettes. Popular brands. Most popular all here they pop. Cigarettes, here they are. Enjoy them thoroughly. Cigarettes, enjoy them thoroughly. Here they are. All them enjoy most popular all the thoroughly. Pop cigarettes thoroughly. Enjoy them most all the pop. Here they are thoroughly. Enjoy all most they here they brands. Cigarettes popular them most all the pop thoroughly. All the all those pop them all the all those pop them all the all those pop them. Cigarettes. Cigarettes, here they are. Most popular. All enjoy them thoroughly.
Let's play it. In real life, I've been working very hard on this.
How about a nice Paris Hilton introduction? Can you do it for us?
Hey, everybody, this is Single Line on Stendhal Hair Station.
It's so good.
Do you think I'm sexy? Yes.
It's so good.
Do you think I'm sexy? Yes. Yes. Do you think I'm sexy? Yes.
It's so good.
You know, that's what I do on the show, and I'm playing a character, but I never really talked about it to my friends or anyone. People didn't really know. You want to see me? This is 6 years old, Hilton Harris. I'm a blonde joke. That's I love right. blondes.
That's okay. We love blondes too. Mm-hmm. That's why you're here with us.
Oh my God, I love your song. I can't believe you're a singer.
Ah.
I love it. It's
you
a
love
really
it too?
Fun song. Yeah, it's just a fun summer. My mom like heard it on the radio and she started crying.
a suite of 10 one-minute electronic sampled-esque works by our guest David Morneau here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner, a suite that he entitles a Noise Punk Mix here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah, man. That was some music concrete, is what I'm saying. Yeah. And I'm saying that concretely.
But I'm bump.
I just wanted to. It reminded back in the day when I was in Manhattan School of Music. We had this like the old electronic music studio, and we had these. I did a couple of pieces that are kind of like this, where I took a bunch of whatever pieces, put it together. But this is before computers. This is 1990, whatever. And yeah. I actually had to cut the tape. And I like did one piece, and it took forever. I mean, especially that last one reminded me because that's what I did. I took like a crystal piece and put them together, things that sounded, and they would morph into each other. But it was all like painstakingly with a little razor tape putting them together. It was crazy. And I listened back to it. I'm like, wow, now it would have taken me like I don't know, like an hour,
yeah,
two, 3 hours.
Imagine.
To do it.
I've never worked with tape like that. I couldn't imagine.
It was crazy. But I was
it like that.
It was the Manhattan Music Electronic Music Studio, and it was like it had a big tape thing. Yeah. They had some samplers, which and some drum machines. That's where I started learning that stuff. But this is way before computers. And I was like 20 or something, and I was rebelling against computers. I was against putting my music, making parts or scores in computer form. I was all about handwriting. And I rebelled forever until I tried once, and it took me like, 2 hours to extract parts. Right. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's the usual story. No one wants to do it until they try. And like, why haven't I been doing this so long?
Yeah. I would get up at 6 a.m. to make parts. It was the first one in my high school music cafeteria with like coffee and a cigarette you could smoke in those days. And cutting parts like from 6 to 8 before my classes that was the only way to get this shit done, man.
Yeah, I remember I would get like the most awful arm cramps doing that.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
And then I could afford a computer. That was my thing. It wasn't that I was opposed. I just couldn't afford it.
I know. Well, they were expensive back then too, man.
Yeah.
And then after all that time spending doing it, half the people still couldn't read my fucking handwriting. Yeah. So it's like. Yeah. Anyway, and sorry. Again, that took me back. That last piece took me back.
Yeah. The combination of the end of Beethoven Fifth and the beginning of Also Sprach Zarathustra, both in C major, incidentally, by the way. Yes. Bop. Yeah, relative minor. Dissonance. And more dissonance.
Sorry.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. We're going nuts right now.
We don't even have any alcohol. I have some beer in the fridge, but I'm too lazy to get up. The thing is, David, I liked your piece, all I want to say.
Thank you, man.
Can you tell us, give us something else.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. Some more music.
Some more music. All right.
It's getting cold in here. What is it?
Well, let's go
Sounds
with...
Sounds more like your toilet, man.
Sounds more like me taking a shit in your mouth.
That's not funny! Yeah, die!
I'm sorry. I apologize to all the people. All the people who like shit in mouths.
We'll go completely... This is still an electronic piece, but we'll go a completely different direction in terms of style.
All right.
Personally, I like being as eclectic as I can. And
yes,
trying
that's
every
the
little
word.
Thing. And
so what is this we're about to hear?
This is a piece from a dance project called Where is Tokyo, which is
Nobody
relative
knows.
To the concept of the piece, but not necessarily to the music. And really, the performance was an exploration of the space in which the dance took place. So I made the music an exploration of the space in its own way. So I took a not-so-good live recording of a piano piece I had written, and then used that to... I cut it apart and made this, but I really exploited the moments where you could hear the space around the piano, like the audience or the page turns.
Right. So like music concrete,
this is my first experiment with trying something more ambient and minimalist.
Let me ask you, what programs are you using on a lot of the stuff?
I use Logic Audio. And
Logic.
Yeah.
Where's my applause? Logic. Logic!
Yeah. And actually, Where is Tokyo was before I could afford to buy Logic, so I made it in GarageBand.
GarageBand! No. I'm getting these.
All right, are we having fun yet?
GarageBand is like the poor man's Logic, basically. But it has a lot of the same, like, jam-packed, like, the sounds and stuff.
Right, yeah, yeah. But to, like, to cut and carefully splice out, hard. No, it doesn't work.
But Digital Performer, man, this it's much, actually, sorry, a little shop talk, but this is a composed show. We could talk.
Right.
Digital Performer is much easier for all, like, the editing and moving shit around and all that stuff. I find it, like, a zillion times more easier than Logic. And
really?
You could apply effects onto, you don't have, like, in Logic, you have to put it on the track, the effect.
Right.
Here, you could take a little audio clip, let's say 10 seconds, whatever, and you could apply the effect and change that audio. It will make a new file, and then you take that one and then use it on, so you don't, you know.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So you could apply, and it's non-destructive. Logic is destructive sometimes. Sometimes you do something to, yeah, this is non-destructive. It will always create new files. So it'll
Revelation here on Noise Punk and
Charles doesn't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
I do know what we're talking about. You know I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, whatever. My parts are better than yours, by the way.
What are you, crazy?
Yes,
are you out of your mind? You don't even know how to space in finale.
I guess I do.
All right. Nerd talk.
Yeah, my parts are better than Gene's. My scores are better looking than Gene's.
That's 0110. All right.
Yeah, so anyway, this is called Where's Tokyo.
Where's
this? In the meantime.
Did you ever hear somebody's advert called What's New in Baltimore? Never mind. That reminded me. Here's Tokyo.
Where's Tokyo? Here on Noise, Punk, and Oscura by our guest, David Morneau.
Thank you.
Where's Tokyo? By our guest, David Morneau, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
So where is Tokyo? China?
Tokyo is in Japan.
Oh, thanks.
Hello!
How you doing?
Idiot, party of one!
Get your hand out of my ass.
Oh, yes, sir.
The thing is, I like that piece, and we're trying to... there was one chord, it was just G major, but I thought they had a C in it.
Well, it didn't. He wanted a C, actually, in it. But
sorry.
Yeah, no, there's no C. I'm sorry.
God damn it!
It was a three-note chord.
God damn it! Why wasn't one of them a C?
Because G naturally resolves to C, and therefore he wanted to hear that C. It was a wish. It's a revision wish subconsciously on Noise Punk's part.
You will be silent. David, you promised us pieces by orchestral-sounding things. What?
Like orchestras?
Yeah!
Yes, I have a piece for orchestra, yes.
Tell us about this piece written for the orchestra.
This piece, I wrote it for the Ohio State University Orchestra.
Oh.
And, they have this composer in residence program that they do with the orchestra, and the conductor of the orchestra at Ohio State, he's on the conservative side. So he
Yes,
indeed. So he's always. I was kind of warned going in, like, don't do anything too out there.
Right. So
I was thinking about it, and the thing at the time I was really interested in was sample based stuff. I was really into John Oswald's Plunderphonics, and like, so how do you do this with an orchestra? So what I did was I took Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody number two, the one that everybody knows, and I did my own transcription of that for orchestra, where I pretended as if I was cutting up the original score and then taping it back together in new order. I actually thought about doing that for actually cutting into taping for 2 minutes, but it was going to be... I'm not crafty enough to do that. It was just easier just to do it into the computer.
Yeah. Just to fill in, this particular Rhapsody by Liszt is the one that Tom and Jerry played when Tom was at the piano and Jerry's trying to play along and Tom...
Charles, I don't have time to edit this thing. Do you understand?
Shut up!
If you keep saying things like this... Okay, sing it for us, please.
Nope!
And then Jerry Runk.
It was also featured heavily in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
But you're going to recognize it. I didn't cut it up so small that you're not going to recognize
it. So this is an arrangement of this particular piece? What is this piece called?
This is called Collage Number 1.
Hungarian. It's a deconstruction of it, basically. Right.
The whole point about talking about cutting it and taping it back together is that I didn't transpose anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't do any of those kinds of...
Well, it's kind of like what Berio did a little bit in the Sinfonia, where he wrote on top of the Mahler, right? Was that Mahler Symphony?
Yeah. Number 2.
Yeah. And he wrote on top, and he kept intact.
The same kind of idea.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Good. Now I want to hear this.
All right. Collage.
Charles, you will now announce it so I could hear it. And you will do it now, Charles. Do it, slave.
Collage number 1 by our guest David Morneau here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you. David Morneau does not compose his music with a poetic power that emphatically discharges from his work, enchanting you in a hallucinogenic state of borderline exaltation. He does not intensely attempt to infuse symbolism into his work and shows no melodic motivation whatsoever. This would not be David, so you ask. Well then, what does this so-called proclaimed musical talent propose to do? David began playing the trombone when he was 9 because it was shiny and it had a slide. His excitement with the instrument grew when he realized he could literally spit out the shiny bell, and it was actually an acceptable action. Once he became quite good at the musical part of the trombone, he then realized his performance ability to charm the alarm. All at once. He became elated at the idea of bringing something offbeat to the stage just to see how people would react. This would involve a lot more than just a trombone. You would need many more instruments, jugglers, dancers, computers, and you can't just find something offbeat and alarming like that on the shelf somewhere. That would mean someone else had already done it. It would be an aid. It would be old news. Expected and redundant. You'll find it in the produced works of David Morneau himself. Where he found it remains a mystery to be most.
Da 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 da. Any.
So we haven't done that for a while. I like doing that where Charles tries to read
something.
But we did
hear, but prior to that performance demonstration, we did hear his collage number one for orchestra.
Did you say collage?
Collage.
Okay. But
number
you did say collage.
No, I did not. That's my line. Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust.
And that was kind of cool. So that was like List, but like kind of fucked up.
What are you, drunk?
Are you stupid?
No, you're just stupid. That's like, yeah. We're overwhelming David once again, of course.
Okay,
that's good, that's good.
Charles, dead.
Yeah, thank you, Gene.
Okay, we had some electronic work, we have some orchestral work. You have some work, perhaps, for a marimba.
Oh my God! It's not like we talked about before we came back on air, but
I thought there was no planning on this show.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
Wait, were you expecting me to say that?
Yeah, that's good.
No, I was not expecting that. That's good.
So, what do we have next?
We'll just play a movement or two of this because it's kind of long. But this is
unlike Charles' penis.
Shut up!
Sorry. Right.
Very much like it, by the way. But go ahead.
This is a piece I wrote for a marimbist named Brenton Dunnington. He's a younger guy. He was really interested in... He's not interested in, like, real modern kinds of sounds. He was interested in, like, do a piece that sounds Baroque-ish.
No.
Which I was half interested
in.
So what I did was I did, like, a pastiche of Bach for him. And that's what this is. There are the two movements that we'll hear will be the last two, one called waltz, one called gigue. The waltz is just a waltz, the last, and the gigue. I know, it's. I don't know what to say about it.
So, is the waltz in 3-4? Is the gigue in 6-8?
Well, yes, most
it's
of the time.
Supposed to be.
Yeah. But I did, the gigue actually incorporates a lot of Bach's cello suite stuff.
Oh. Mm.
So again, collage.
Sweet.
And quoting. And
so this is a collage for marimba.
Yes.
Okay.
Of cello music for marimba.
But what is it called, the whole piece?
The whole piece is called The Sincerest Form of Flattery.
The Sincerest Form of Flattery, the latter two movements.
Is that rape?
Oh my God. Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's.
Wow.
Wait, what? I really don't know.
Please
what is
send
this?
Your letters and emails to Noise Punk, not Das Crooner.
I just want to know what the Sincerest Form of Flattery is. I would just assume it's right, but I guess I'm wrong. I don't know. Sorry. Sheesh, a guy could be wrong.
You're on Noise Punkin' Dot Scrooner.
No, no, but seriously, what is it?
Imitation.
Huh?
Imitation.
No. I think right.
Imitation, you see?
Okay, fine.
Imitation he's referring to. Sincerest Form of Flattery by our guest David Morneau here on Noise Punkin' Dot Scrooner. Thank you. Sincerest Form of Flattery by our guest David Morneau here on Noise, Punk, and Das Kooner. Who was the performer in that piece?
The performer is a woman named Larissa Venzi, who I have actually never met. This is one of those things that I think as composers we all hope happens. I get an email one day saying, hey, this woman recorded your piece. Can I send it to you? And she sent it to me, and it's this beautiful recording.
That's great, yeah.
Great performance. So now I got to try and meet her and get her to like do a concert with me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so don't maybe tell her. Maybe saying her name on your show is the trick.
Not after I said that the sincerest form of flattery
is rape.
She's never playing your piece again, my friend.
That was bizarre.
All right, you.
Of all the highlight moments, when we do a highlight moments of Noise, Punk, and Dust Career,
that's going to be a highlight for you, Charles?
That is the Ed Ames of the Johnny Carson show.
The what?
You're the famous tomahawk toss when he threw a tomahawk at a target and it ended up in the lower area of the target. You had to be there. It was very funny.
Was there blood?
No, it wasn't. But then Johnny Carson said, gee, I didn't even know you were Jewish. It was a funny line. But anyway.
That was a funny line. I remember that moment.
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I remember the reruns of
that. All right. Yeah. How old are you?
Yeah.
Well, that was nice. Marimba music. I enjoy some wood. I'm sporting wood.
Wood followed by rape. Innuendo. Oh, you're doing great, man.
Sorry. This is the marimba. It's made out of wood. What the fuck's wrong with you two?
Again, send your emails to Noise Punk.
All right. She's never going to play that.
She's never going to.
Sorry, man.
This show is a career ruiner. Not a
we could edit this out, but we're too lazy. I'm sorry.
I ain't adding shit.
You know, I understand. I'm too lazy, too.
Yeah. You know how it is. Now, you said something about Pac-Man or...
Game Boy.
All right, Game Boy. Boy, am
this
I
is, yeah, it's part of, you know, I got intrigued by the 8-bit sort of movement that's out there where people take these old video game toys and make music with them, blah, blah, blah. So I bought myself a Game Boy on eBay and bought myself the program called Nano.
Whoops.
Sorry, Sean's ad's calling.
Sean.
Hi, Sean. You're on Das Kooner, Noise Punk and Das Kooner, show number 38.
You want to say hello?
Say hello.
Hello.
You're on the show.
Oh, shit, I'm famous.
Put your pants on. We just had like a 10-minute discussion about rape. You missed the discussion about rape, Sean.
Wait, are you talking prison style or the typical, you know?
I'm not sure anymore. Tell you the truth. Yeah. All right, we're gonna get back to our show.
Sean.
We can't be talking to people on the phone all day here, lazy mother. I'm sorry, David. What you were saying?
Yes. What's the name of the piece again, by the way?
The name of the piece is Boop Boop Beep, named after, it's just onomatopoeia for the sounds that I think the piece makes. But it's just me with a step sequencer in my Game Boy playing loops.
Okay.
Boop. Interesting.
Boop Boop Beep.
Fuck you, woman.
By our guest, David Morneau, here on Noise Punk and Dust Kooner. Thank you. Boop Boop Beep by our guest David Morneau here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. That was a sampling of Game Boy sounds.
Did you say gay?
You know, see, gay, no, that wasn't. No, of that course, was, that no, wasn't. No, talk about an opening trying to
no,
jump in.
No,
but anyway.
Sorry. Charles. Charles. Bad,
anyway.
Bad, bad man. So, that was. That was Bleep Bleep Bloop.
No, Boop Boop Beep.
Or even that. And it was like a little club in here.
Yeah, alternate title, Bleep Bleep Bloop, yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's...
It's variations on
I gotta.
Boop,
I mean, that was hip, but I just got to tell you a small story. I was in Berlin.
Okay.
And went to this club, and there was like this big advertising for this new instrument.
Right.
And like it was like a million... This fucking club was like 5,000 people, and there was on stage this guy, like kind of like look nerdy looking. He looked like Bill Gates with a little bow tie. Okay. With this little fucking thing, kind of like a Game Boy. And it's like, it kind of sounded like this, but it wasn't actually as hip. And he was doing it live. That was one, right. You know, he was actually doing. And they had like a picture of what he was doing. It was basically like this, you know, kind of like almost like a video game, but him like making little beats and loops. And it was just like this crazy, like this huge club. You think, and it was just the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah, that's there's a big
there's
scene
a big
actually
thing.
Yeah, it's not as big in New York as it used to be, but yeah, the guy would show up with the Game Boy, plug it into the house system. And go.
It's like a big dance band. Well, this was actually kind of grooving and dancing, but I heard some stuff which was kind of maybe a little
yeah,
lame, you know what I'm saying.
I remember during our college days, I saw a guy use a touch-tone phone, and, you know, he, like, the dramatic moments, of course, he played like as if it were a piano or something. It was ridiculous.
I think we should go back to the rotary phone and use that sound.
Yeah, it's very distinctive.
See, that's
what I was we can make a piece out of that.
We should just start a phone ensemble. And everybody brings a different
beautiful.
Type of phone. You have like a rotary. You have the guy with like the old ying ying ying. This is Pennsylvania 1500. You know, like one of those things. You know, like it hangs up and the yeah. And I'll bring the iPhone and you know.
That's scratcher.
That's scratcher. I don't know what that is, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Laugh anyway. Out there. You will laugh, David. You will give us one more piece.
One more
Charles,
piece.
You will not talk.
Yes, sir.
Actually, before I give you the one more piece.
Oh yeah, tell us.
I actually made a video to go along with that last piece.
Oh.
So if you go to YouTube and search
YouTube.
For my name. You'll find a little visualization, and then I wrote some haikus about Mario that are part of the video. So
nice. So if you go to YouTube, search your name, and
it should come up.
Yes.
Okay, do that. Do that, motherfuckers. I'm watching you.
Bonus material for the
bonus
for the radio show.
What is this?
David Morneau.
David Morneau. That's spelled. I don't know. We'll just fucking figure it out.
Right. We're gonna just do the last two of those.
This is Life Dance equals excerpts.
Tell me about this.
Life Dance is
no.
Excerpt. It's a dance piece. I did. The concept behind the movement was she wanted to... Well, McSweeney's has the Future Dictionary of America, which is this basically like words from the future that authors
uh-huh.
make up. And Life Dance was this word that inspired her project. And basically the idea of the word is that everyone creates their own dance based on their life events. And you meet people on the street and you exchange movement and this whole thing. And so what she was doing when she was working with her dancers in the studio is she would have them like create movement out of some life experience they had. One, like somebody almost drowned as a kid. Mm. So then that becomes the basis for they all create movement together. And then she choreographs it and cleans it and works it into this big piece. So I wanted to take that same kind of idea and put it to the music. So I found... I did it's all samples, and I just found songs that had meant something to me or meant something to somebody I knew as I was growing up, and then I made each piece out of a song or a couple of pieces I made out of like a bunch of songs. But, so what we're going to hear, the first one is called Vibrations. It's Good Vibrations. And the second...
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a little different than that, but yeah, that's... the Brian Wilson's Good Vibrations, and then the second one is called Sing, and it's just... yeah, just sing, sing, sing.
At Sing, Sing, Sing.
Right, but I just
very good job.
So that's what we got. Vibrations and Sing.
This is the last two movements from...
They're the last two songs on the CD.
All right.
But they're from Life Dance is the name of the piece.
Yeah, Life Dance, the latter two movements of Life Dances by our guest David Morneau here on Noise Punk.
Did anybody do a dance on rape?
Sooner or later, you're going to have to bring it up again and again.
I'm Noise Punk and Dust. No? You
no,
say no?
Did not. No.
No.
Didn't.
Oh, well.
Never mind then.
Goodbye. Life Dance, the latter two movements of Life Dance by our guest David Morneau here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah, man. Mixing that shit up, you know what I'm saying?
Makes me feel like an old jazz musician from the 40s.
Shut the fuck up, you heroin bitch.
Rapist?
Sorry.
But anyway.
Sorry. What, your mama told you?
Yeah.
Oh, she said she'd never tell. Yeah. Now I gotta kill her. Now, all right, so listen, I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
David, I'd just like to thank you for being
thanks
on the show.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Can you tell us?
Well, what's coming up next for you? Yes. What projects do you have installed?
I'm actually working on a dance piece, again. There's going to be a series of variations on the Amen Break, which is an old hip-hop. Just search Amen Break. You can learn all about it online. And I'm working with Rob Voisey on the next phase of 60 by 60, which is 60 one-minute pieces for orchestra.
Orchestra thing. Yeah, yeah,
doing
yeah.
As a continuous 1 hour.
Yeah.
We've started. We mailed out a letter to 1,200 orchestras around the world inviting them to participate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hopefully we get what we need out of that.
I want to do that.
Me too.
Well, fuck you. Yeah,
the composers... Hey. The composers will be the easy ones to get.
That's the easiest.
Get in the
yeah.
orchestra.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's a good one.
That's kind of the first thing that we're going to do. And then from there, yeah.
All right.
Bigger and better.
Needless to say, good luck to you. David, thanks for coming over. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Before, 4of5.com.
4of4.
Okay, take it back. 5, of number four. 5 of the word, 4, the number, .com is David's website. He's got some fun things there.
5of4.com.
Yes.
Thank you. The composer confirms it. Don't look at me like that, Gene.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, this is one of those. It was a great idea for a domain when I bought it, and then it confuses the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I got to figure out a way to.
How about this, DavidYourLastName.com?
Morneau.
Actually, Morneau. Somebody else owns that.
Really?
Somebody else owns that. Yeah, yeah. I don't know who.
So David Monroe won.
Some actor.
No, it's
one,
just, it's two. Empty. Nobody's using it, but you can't. It's not
David M1.
Sale, so.
David M2. All right, sorry. Oh, here comes the theme music. David, thank you very much for being on our show.
Thank you again.
Awesome. And until next time,
noise to you.
Noise Punk and the Scrooner. Noise Punk and the Scrooner. Noise Punk and the Scrooner. No more.